A roller coaster ride for hay and its producers. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. Idaho farmer Tracy Walton is into the dog days of summer harvest. With equipment scattered in wheat and hay fields, Walton is burning up the diesel in order to get crops in. Today, it is third crop hay.
We're trying for the dairy market, so we cut early, and then we cut every 30 days. It gets tiring.
There's been a hay glut the last 3 years due to a variety of factors, which include beef and dairy producers seeking cheaper forage than hay, dairy producers receiving less money for their product, the export market being down, and, quite frankly, too much hay production in the first place. All of that said, Walton's high test alfalfa is selling for less this year than past years. But as a farmer, he knows how to survive the lean years and looks forward to better times down the road.
4 or 3 years ago, we were pushing the 220 a ton, pretty easy. Now, if it tests real high, we'll get 150. Test down a little lower, then we're running 140. We have another winter like last winter. That'll take care of a lot of hay. And then the drought in the Dakotas and Montana is going to take care of some hay. It's just a cycle thing. Hay goes up, people put in hay.
Hey, it's not easy being a farmer. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.